Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini.
Mike, as always, thank you so much for taking some time today and joining us. We appreciate it.
Shailen, once again, thanks for having me today.
And at last night's City Council meeting, the Council voted to retire the city's electrical debt, and that's a big, big deal for the city. And if you could explain to us a little bit about that process and how this all came to be.
Yeah, sure, Shailen. What Council approved last night was the retirement of approximately just over $12 million of electric revenue debt. And as you said, this was a huge deal for the city of Pella. And how this really came about is really it ties closely to the city's long-term power supply plans and what was gone through. And just to recap with your listeners who may not be aware of the goings-on at the city, is earlier this June, Council approved a long-term power supply arrangement with Missouri River Energy Services. And basically, Shailen, what that long-term power supply contract is going to entail is we will be receiving 100% of our energy needs from Missouri River Energy Services starting next April and extending through the year 2045. For the listeners who may not be aware who Missouri River Energy Services is basically it's an organization made up of 60 municipalities in Iowa, South Dakota, North Dakota, and Minnesota. Sole purpose in life is banding resources together to produce generation for the member communities. So once again, the council approved that arrangement. Since we will be receiving 100% of our energy needs from Missouri River Energy Services as a part of that transaction, we did approve also a sale of our share of Walter Scott 4, which is a power plant in Council Bluffs, Iowa. The city owns 1.33% of that plant. We approved a sale at the time to Missouri River, their financing arm of Missouri River, for $26.8 million. And where it gets kind of tricky or complicated is as a part of that sale, we also offered the right of first refusal on Walter Scott to the other owners in Walter Scott 4. The other owners have taken us up on the right of first refusal, which is a good thing. And so they've literally been substituted instead of Missouri River in Western Minnesota, who's the financing agency for Western Missouri River. The city will be selling their ownership share to those owners. That was approved at our last council meeting. Now, to make a long story short, how this comes about, with that $26.8 million we will be receiving from Walter Scott 4, the city's investment in Walter Scott 4 was roughly right around $18.6 million, so it's a nice return on our investment. With those proceeds, we will be retiring all the city's debt, electric revenue debt, which is what was council approved last night. In addition, we're going to be funding all other necessary improvements to the electrical system to make the transition over to Missouri River Energy Services. So what council did last night, approved the retirement of $12 million in electric revenue debt. I think the exact total is $12,045,000 in electric revenue debt, Shailen. Of course, the retirement's entirely conditional on a sale of Walter Scott 4, which is currently scheduled for November 1st. So as far as the city's concerned, how this all fits together is when you look at it, that $12 million in debt retirement, afterwards the electric utility will be debt-free at that time, and we also have a long-term power supply arrangement, which we have an entity that's responsible for providing 100% of the city's power supply needs. So from the city's standpoint, what council actions that council's taken over the last few months with the agreement with Missouri River Energy Services, the retirement of debt, and then also to combine with Missouri River's intentions to build a hydro facility down at the Lake Red Rock Dam, sets up very nicely for the city in terms of a long-term power supply mix.
And looking at this long-term, that sort of knocks a lot of big things off the checklist, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, huge things, Shailen, that have just been on the city's checklist and on our radar screen for a number of years. And what you're seeing is the final results of these processes. And so from our standpoint, the retirement of debt, the $12 million will certainly provide the electric utility with some financial flexibility in the future, which is very, very critical in maintaining our infrastructure.
And certainly. And that retiring that electric utility debt knocked the city's debt more than in half, and we're left now with a little over $9 million in debt. And if you could just explain a little bit about where that money is owed and where those funds are at.
Sure. Shailen, yes, you are correct. With the retirement of debt, currently the city has about $21.4 million of debt. We approved a retirement of $12 million last night, so now we're down to, assuming things go smoothly on November.